This is Dojo Live, Tech Without Borders, stories that bring us together. Hello, Dojo Live fans, and welcome to our final show of 2023, this December 19th. My name is Kim Lantis, and joining me is co-host America Guerrero.
Hey, Kim. Hello, everybody.
Hello, America. And of course, our guest of honor is Samar Khan, who is the founder and chief sustainability officer of Trip AI. Thank you so much for joining us, Samar.
Thank you all.
Yes. Yes, it's going to be a great conversation. I think there might be a slight delay there for me. I apologize. But today's conversation is really exciting for me. We're talking about travel and hospitality sustainability and how the travel industry is using AI to reduce carbon emissions. I think as a mother, you know, the future of the planet is, of course, very important to me. And so I'm very curious to see where we're going to go with this today. And of course, the role of AI and generative AI in the future of travel tech. But before we dive into that conversation, Samar, we would like to get to know you a bit better. If you could please share your story and sort of what's led up to founding Trip AI. Thank you.
Sure. So a little bit about myself. I have been a native. I've moved to United States almost 22 years back. I went to school. I'm very local in Dallas, Dallas, Texas. I went to school for the undergrad and graduate school. And most of my early years, I would say, were spent in the airline space, airline industry, working on building solutions for 100 plus airlines. So my only non-travel background was with Thomson Reuters and with an oil and gas company in Houston for a few years. So some of the key areas that the company Trip AI has been in existence for almost more than 2 years, 5 months back, started actually in September 2021. And last couple of years, I think it has been progressing. 5 months back, I took full control of Trip AI, where I basically from a day-to-day operation standpoint, I took ownership of driving our technology roadmap, our marketing, our sales. And so that's kind of like where Trip AI, so some of the background from Trip AI definitely is there's an AI part, which is very crucial to where AI in general is headed, how it impacts everybody's life. And my background and the team we have, a lot of us come from the travel industry background, having built very cutting-edge technology solutions, like think about every airline. We can also think about online travel. So what led us though from Trip AI initially was to use AI in any form of travel. So the company started with building dynamic pricing engine for hospitality in RV campgrounds. And as of last 5-6 months, we have been more focused on working, helping airlines reduce carbon emissions. And then we're taking that solution more towards hospitality, like cars, hotels, transportation, and then corporates and corporations and airports. So that's kind of a little bit about the background. We are extremely passionate about sustainability. And that's why our core focus, although the company does a lot of other things, but our core focus remains on driving sustainability solutions. And that's what we are looking forward to working with many industries, not just travel. Beyond travel, we see it expanded to other industries.
Why sustainability? Why this green component? I know that there are some scary numbers about carbon emissions out there, but what are the facts that you can share with the audience?
Yeah, so why sustainability? When we almost happened 3 years back, sustainability was growing. You know, when we started looking at carbon emissions, many companies started calculating carbon emissions from their flight. Why sustainability? I think it's extremely important that not just companies like us focus on sustainability, helping airlines or helping travel, hospitality, or businesses reduce carbon emissions. Our motivating factor was we felt that there was an opportunity to help bring our technology, bring our AI, and really start with something small, like how we could help We had built online travel booking engine for 15 plus years. You know, there are Travelocities, there's airline solutions. Our core focus remained on sustainability. We felt that it was the need of the hour. You know, there's investing in climate technology, investing in green environment, basically in solar or other forms of reducing carbon emissions or other forms of greenhouse gases. So that's our key focus area. Like, we saw an opportunity that this is an area for the next 5 to 10 years. Every company will focus on, and we were passionate about, like, let's use our technology to help reduce carbon emission. That's where it really led us to almost 3 to 4 years back when ESG, we're dealing with E of the ESG environment, that we saw the opportunities that, yes, we really could bring our technology background to make an impact.
I think that makes, you know, a lot of sense. It's something that I feel that society is pushing for, and therefore governments are pushing for. I imagine that regulation that exists and will also exist more. You know, one of the things that you mentioned in terms of sustainability for travel companies, more specifically transportation, is the traceability, tracking what your emissions are. So I'm curious as to what the role of AI is in that. And I'm also curious as to the role of the what's next, you know, the so what. So, like, I produce X, now what, right? Yeah. What does that mean to actually get to the reduction of the carbon emissions? Right. What does that look like?
So we do calculation and the whole sustainability solution, right? So it's a very direct question, right? Okay, you helped us, using AI to calculate. You help us AI to predict what the damage will be in the next 1 year, right? Across airlines, across hotel stays, across RV campground stays, and across your transportation, you're driving X number of miles in rentals. This is we calculate, and then we also predict, right? What's your carbon footprint? But the important question is, like, okay, we know what the damage will be for the next day. What are we doing? How are you helping us? So as part of our end-to-end solutions, we partner with IATA, we partner with ICAO, CORSIA, approved projects. So these are projects, I call them, they are more known as, you heard the terms, carbon credits, offset, ways to reduce your carbon footprint, right? So you're seeing the trend extensively in US airlines, but more in Europe. A recent example of what we implemented for one of the European airlines was one. From a compliance perspective, look at calculation of every single flight. What were their carbon emissions? We're only looking at carbon emissions. Eventually, what next would be like, you know, we'll look at other greenhouse gases, like, companies are already looking at. So this was like X. So it's X. So this, and then X, where AI comes in, like, we can actually predict to a higher degree of probability what the carbon emission will be for next year for that airline by every market, by every flight, by every sector, right? Right. So we were able to predict, we're able to calculate, and then we're also able to provide a sustainable solution, which is mostly the industry calls them offset solutions, right? And these are offset solutions where, say, if I as an airline or I as a business, my carbon footprint was, say, one ton, right? I have the option to invest in different types of government-approved projects to offset my carbon footprint. So that's the kind of, like, one is the, hey, here's my, you know, like, here's my spend, and then there are the offset. And what are these offset projects? Mostly in Europe, very big, growing in Europe. We see that come to United States. There are a few airlines that are actually invested in the offset projects in Africa, Latin America, US itself, and not just airlines, also corporations. So that's kind of like what next is like, and then you keep hearing about sustainable aviation fuel, which is the next big thing, right? But there's more demand than supply, right? If you have a demand of sustainable aviation fuel is what will power the airlines or airplanes eventually with almost zero carbon emission, but there's more demand than supply. And we see that break even in another decade. And that's where companies like us come in. We're able to help corporations, businesses, airlines, travel, and hospitality calculation, prediction, and then integrate with the offset solution, which gives them the opportunity, how do I minimize my carbon footprint? How do I minimize my environmental impact?
It makes me really happy every time I see in LinkedIn that there are more and more companies who are adding to their teams like sustainability experts. And I'm curious if at the beginning of the story of your company, you experienced some resistance from other companies to learn about the carbon emissions that they were producing and they didn't really want to change. Is that a normal behavior with the customers, or is that changing?
It's very interesting, and I will kind of quote one of the leaders that that I remember a few years back. When we started looking at putting our head together, and the leaders, especially the U.S., we see more because we're involved with European projects, we're involved with European business. So when we started looking at U.S. companies, they felt carbon emissions, sustainability, especially. They mentioned it to us like, oh, right, well, it's not a painkiller right now. It's really a vitamin, right? And then the narrative has changed, I would say, in the last 6 to 8 months in U.S., where people are focused. And then it's becoming more a painkiller. Now, if you know what happened in California, there was a law change in October where any company that makes more than $1 billion in revenue, they have to report the carbon footprint. So that's how many companies come into that, the fold, almost 5,300 companies that are legally required to report their carbon emissions. So I see, to answer your question, yes, 2 years back or a year and a half back, sustainability was a nice keyword. I see, because we go to conferences, especially what we see transitioning from other part of the world into the U.S., sustainability is no longer a vitamin. Every company is looking for, what's my sustainability strategy? And the first thing they look at is, what's my current carbon footprint? And there are other gases.
Yeah, you can't fix what you don't know, right? Yeah,
and that's a very simple, 2 years back, I was in a conference in Europe where sustainability was on the top of every airline executive in Europe. And that was my first kind of like an eye opener. I was like, wow, I did not know in Europe, every airline executive, this is 2 years back, and I'm talking about 2021, where we saw, and then again, 2022, we're seeing a lot more movement in Europe. And in Europe, we are involved with more aviation audit. Like we do, compliance. We help airlines to comply with IATA CORSIA, which is Carbon Offset Reduction Scheme, to comply with that standard. And we see that coming up to US, and we see that coming more to the other part of the world also, like Asia Pacific. But to answer your question, right, that's what we saw it was a vitamin, but now it's becoming more like, what's my carbon footprint?
So it seems like we've answered, part of the question that we're looking to answer today, sure, which is what's the future of travel tech? And it's safe to say the future of travel tech is definitely going to have a sustainability component. It's going to be increasingly more important, more relevant, and how we're helping companies to, catch up or even stay ahead of the curve. What's the role of generative AI in this? It's all the buzz. When I think of generative AI, my simple little mind is like, help me write something or help me research something. But I'm not seeing how that fits in here. What does that look like?
Yeah. So going back to the first question, travel tech, what we see, it's not just the airline, it's the entire ecosystem of travel. One, you'll see a lot more options where airlines or hotels or transportation, they have to report their carbon emission, right? So that's what we see definitely as a eco-conscious or environmentally friendly traveler. I see more of these options being presented on online travel agencies, right? Can I offset? And then when I say offset, these are also opportunities for these businesses from ancillary revenue. I'm kind of like offsetting my trip. There's a revenue component, It also helps these companies from a branding perspective. It will attract a lot more, you know, eco-friendly people. Like, okay, we work on some of these. So that we see airlines, travel tech, technology coming fast, where we are using AI for, like we all talk about AI being using AI for personalization of travel, right? I like my seat, I like my aisle, I like my airline. You know, we've done some R&D on using Alexa to book a travel trip like in less than 30 seconds, because Alexa already knows what I like, what I don't like, which airlines I like, what are my favorite city pairs. So that's what we see AI coming in travel tech. But from sustainability perspective, we are bringing these tools together where a company can totally calculate the carbon footprint holistically of the company, business travel, leisure travel, you know, where university students have the opportunity, you know, for a dollar two, you know, it's not like you're looking at $100, $4, $5, and there are airlines in Europe already offering these type of tools for 4 or 5 euros. So we see that kind of like continuing. We see investment in sustainable aviation fuel, which is a little bit more, I would say it's still travel tech, but we see those options being available, carbon credits, which in turn are relative to sustainable aviation fuel, very big for the US corporations. From a generative AI, we are going to release a generative AI product in Q1 where we see, you know, generative AI, I see generative AI as everybody's talked about, like, okay, it's a buzzword, right? But we look at it as we've got like an airline space, we've got 400 plus airline data, flight schedule. So where it helps us is if Kip wants to answer like, well, I want to look at my carbon footprint for A to B on this sector, I have the answer right in ChatGPT, right? So we're bringing that, and generative AI brings these, like it's natural language processing, right? What's my favorite airline? What airline is the least, you know, carbon, that has the least carbon emissions? Or what are the route optimizations? So there we see directly relevant that generative AI is going to help us. And we're doing a lot of POC type, where we're looking at introducing these plugins, which will help us, you know, get the data quickly in front of the customers or in front of people like us in more natural language. That's I see. Now, generative AI, IATA has released a recent paper where we also feel strong. Generative AI has the capability to enhance your customer service capabilities. You know, you're spending less and less time where you are providing direct answers based on the data. So customer support, I see generative AI taking it a little bit further than what you have chatbots and all. From the route optimization, there's data. It works great on data. You can get your answers. So it's like you've got terabytes of data and you don't have to do a lot more if your models are built correctly. Mm-hmm. Build information faster. That's where the power is. Okay?
What you unlocked for me is this idea of reporting, which, totally. You know, like, I mean, it has nothing to do with travel, but in my role, I utilize our CRM often. And I want to, like, even just going in and being like, what data points do I want? How do they track? Even having to build out that report can be a major headache. So if I just ask it, you know, like you were saying here, you know, compare X to Y, what's the projection for 2024? Now what's the projection for 2025, 2026? What would happen if I were to change this component? And that decision-making and makes it's phenomenally easier and more efficient, more hopefully effective. I mean, how does that look in terms of the capabilities of, can I trust this? Like, what does that look like? How do you get the, you know, the data behind it or the reporting behind it to be like, okay, this is correct?
See, we have, we've deployed products for many customers, you know, RV campgrounds, it all sits on top of the data, right? And then to answer one of the questions very specific, what we are releasing in Q1 is a capability of reporting. Say, Kim wants a full, what was the US carbon emissions for all the US airlines in 2023? you will have the data, you know, like a report. Now think about if I were to basically build this report, we can do it, right? Right? I've got the tools because we're doing that. We have every airline's emission report and prediction, right? But came as a ChatGPT user, say, well, I want to see the what does it look like? Comparative studies, competitive intelligence. That's where I see it help. You're right. Analytics, dashboards, the visualization of the data is what exactly we are working on.
And what happens when you don't
Mind-blowing.
have the data yet? For example, a new airline who wants to have a partnership with you and wants to start tracking the carbon emissions, do you have like a different approach for those kind of companies who wants to start their companies with the right foot?
So there's a great question. If you have a new airline, we have built algorithms and our AI, we can in real time calculate, just like you do on an online search. You're saying, well, I'm flying from Dallas to London. My plane is 777. I'm flying business class. You'll get the carbon emission for that at the passenger level right there. And we can also extrapolate that for the entire flight. That's exactly what we do. And then from a data, when we did this, when the team did the product rollout for an RV campground, which is basically where RVs, where airlines have a lot of data, hotels a lot of data, but we started with no data. So we built the data, ground up in year one. The team built the data in year one. And then on year two, they started looking at, basically the in-house data. But
Wow.
that's what I would say. We've got the mechanism and we go by IATA standard. We have, the team has been working on the data, the accuracy of the data, more in line with IATA, ICAO for last 18 months. So that's how I would do it. In
Wow.
real time, an airline starts tomorrow. At the end of the day, we know what the carbon emission was for the entire day by sector, by flights.
That's fantastic. I know I'm understanding the software component here. How does this work in terms of hardware? Is it sensors? Is it an IoT type thing? Like, where is this data coming from?
Yeah, so we partner with we're a big partner with AWS. We are, a lot of our data resides in the cloud. We are hooked into using, I would say, connectors into different data warehouses. But a lot of the data sits securely, and then we securely in the AWS cloud. In most of the cases, it sits with the AWS cloud. But in some cases, our solutions would work like in a country where they don't allow data to be in the cloud. Security of data is prime. So we also, the solutions work with on-prem, like data centers, right? And we've done projects in the past also where data cannot reside in the cloud, public cloud. So there are options. So if it was a government agency, then AWS has its own version of GovCloud. So we work with those in the past. But going back to your question, mostly cloud, mostly companies that have their own data centers, but they may have their own partition where we pipe into the data, and then we can derive the inferences or the probability or the predictions on top of that data. The data is very secure, meaning we are dealing right now, we're not dealing with PII type data. Like mostly our travel hospitality is anonymized and it's highly secure. In Europe, we pay extremely, we pay a lot of focus on GDPR, which is basically making sure that the data is highly secure and there's no personal information.
I think that's great. It kind of leads me to the question too of, with the sustainability being the future for many companies and the security component, not in the terms of individual identity, but How do we is what's the security behind realizing that these are the true numbers? Conspiracy theorists and behemoth companies and Hollywood probably influences a lot of what we we see in terms of writing your own story. What is there in terms of actually holding companies accountable and making sure that the data that's being reported is accurate?
Yeah, it's I it's the calculation, right? So there's two, and this is a very an example I will share recently from an airline that we implemented in Europe. There's two ways, right? There's the mathematical way, right? We look at their flights and we go by the standards, right? That's why I am emphasizing a lot more on the ICAO, which is the international body, International Civil Aviation. They have set the standards, or IATA has set the standards for many, many years, right? So for airlines, what we have done, we have cross-checked, right? Basically, we have validated our AI data, like prediction and calculation, with actually manually comparing each flight. And our data is very consistent. Yes, I would say in a newer space, where airlines have a lot of standards, there's a lot of governing bodies that look at this because it's a compliance issue. Now, if I have a corporation in a town in US, and like, am I reporting the correct data? So we have for US corporations, we look at very stringently on EPA standards. Like EPA has their own calculations, so we look at that. So we abide by that. So that makes our data very consistent with governments in Europe. In US, we are very consistent in transportation with EPA. Like, what is their methodology? What are their standards to calculate carbon emissions for rental cars, home-based employees, hybrid? I mean, I would say there's a benchmark that we follow. But of course, if it's a new space like shipping, if you were to calculate carbon emissions or non-CO2 type gases, it's still the standards are not there. But that's kind of like what we do with, we're very closer to the standards that are already published out there.
Wow.
Makes a lot of
So,
sense.
Mark, yeah, this has been such a insightful conversation about sustainability.
Yeah,
And I'm
eye-opening, as
curious.
if we've gotten our own
Yeah,
sustainability report.
exactly. Exactly. And now that we're coming into the final minutes of the show, I'm curious about your words of wisdom. You that you're a leader of, in this industry of, in terms of sustainability, what could you share with the audience?
Yeah, I think the key focus, what we drive passionately, is this. It says into kind of our mission statement. We want to work, outside the boundaries. We want to basically work with industries. We want to work with governments. We want to work with universities in fostering and in promoting sustainability solutions using AI. And then collectively, there's a in our mission statement, we have put a lot of thought into smarter together for sustainability. We want to even work with our competition to help them, reduce carbon emission, bring solutions, bring the reporting component, bring the prediction component together. So that's the kind of the message we always are very passionate about. How do we work with different environmental groups, whether it's climate technology, whether it's government, whether it's universities, and how do we collectively move forward to making an environmental impact? That's the message I would say. And there's a reason that we are always striving to be smarter together.
I love that. I love the collaboration component. I mean, in such a vast industry, I think there's more than enough of that pie to go around, right? And so what you want is actually to shift the story and make sure that and to make an entire industry more responsible, and collectively, I think that's a really big ask, and you cannot do that alone. Extremely, extremely wise.
And be an example, there's a reason we are focused on sustainability. We are doing many things where we can enhance the travel technology or in the hospitality, but our core focus remains sustainability because extremely passionate about making an impact.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Samar, for joining us here on Dojo Live today and just sharing the Trip AI story, you know, the amazing tech that you're creating. And, you know, I really look forward to what's coming up in 2024 for you and your company, the idea of making Gen AI in the reporting aspect, right? As you said, conversational. It's absolutely, it just blows my mind. I'm like, yes, that's absolutely a use case that had never even occurred to me. And I see it the way that this can make such a strong, strong impact. So the best of luck to you and your company and the years forward. And thank you for helping take care of our planet.
Thank you very much.
You do. Stick around for just a minute as we go off air. But before we do, we'd like to wish our viewers, of course, happy double holidays, happy new year. As mentioned previously, this is the final show for 2023, but we will be back in 2024. Our first show of the year is going to be on January 2nd. We'll be speaking with Marvel Puri, who is the CFO of Vervo Tech. Don't have a topic of conversation for you yet, but it's about hotel mapping and it's going to be a great one. So join us then, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific. Bye for now. Check out past episodes, transcripts, blogs, and more on our website, dojo.nearsoft.com.